Oh, we certainly will be, and as you say, it was an unbelievable achievement the ladies done, and there is a big effect on the, if you know, on our wee club ourselves. Like, you know, we've got Facebook and the amount of people contacting us for the next season that is coming in, as you were saying.
Now you have you've been back in training already for the new season.
We've back now. Tomorrow night will be, or about a month now, back in pre-season.
Tell us a little bit the Rafoe ladies side. You've been playing well last season. You were in the second tier, effectively, of the league in Ulster.
Yes, we were. We were in, as it's called, the Senior One. We were in the Premiership the year before, and we got relegated to the Senior One, and we finished third, which was another very good season for ourselves. Like,
and you would probably have a smaller pool of players to choose from than a lot of the bigger clubs, especially around Belfast. So in many ways, you've probably have punched above your weight.
Well, we have. Post this last 4 or 5 years, we have excelled ourselves from moving from Senior 3 into the Premiership. And unfortunate for us, we couldn't stay in the Premiership. But as you say, we have punched above our weight sometimes now and produced to the ladies. Like,
and tell us, in terms of the structures within the club, there's two senior ladies' sides.
There's two senior ladies sides, and we have a youth development squads as well, which are under 15s that won the development cup this year.
Now, many of the players who've come on to play with the club would have come through schools hockey and would have played at Rafoe Royal and Prior, but you also have players from Tyrone. It's not just Donegal.
Oh yes, we have ones from Castle Derrick that has come to us over the last couple of years, and we have a couple from Derry as well. So, and we have a girl from Dublin that has working in the hospital that has come to us as well. So, if you know, our wee club has get a little bit bigger.
So the aims for the season ahead, will you be hoping to push for promotion?
That's our aim this year. To suppose we've a cup run now coming up now to start of the season, and finger crossed that we'd finish in the top two and push on for that title, and then push on for the league as well.
Yeah, and older folk may recall the days when hockey was played on grass, and then there was the various shale surfaces, and now AstroTurf and 3G and 4G, and the game has changed quite a lot, and it's got a lot quicker.
Oh, it definitely has got a lot quicker, even from my days playing. I started in the grip, played a few games in the grass, and then went on the AstroTurf, and it has helped the hockey now, playing in AstroTurf.
Yeah, and mentioning your days playing, we'll give a mention to the men's team, of course, has done very well. Many years they've been up also in the top flight, then getting into the second tier, so to speak. And again, they've punched above their weight. They've had a few good runs in the Senior Cup some years back. I think I recall they might have even reached the quarterfinals one year, a memorable encounter with Banbridge.
Yeah. Definitely, they have done very well over the years. I mean, they were qualifying, was it 2 or 3 years ago, for the AHL 1, you know, for playoffs, which was unbelievable for them, and was a couple of cups as well through the times. Like,
both the club and the school in Rafoe, men and male and female players have gone on to represent at Ulster level.
Yes, both the boys' ends off it has done very well. Now, there are not as many men playing on the men's side, if you know, so it's a wee bit easier for them. But saying that, when they get into Ulster and then representing Ireland as well, it's definitely a different situation, and they have done extremely well.
And just
in the girls' side, we're struggling. We're getting them to the development squads, but we can't get no further forward. We've got two probably in the last year or so, in the last 25, one probably representing Ulster there back in June. So we've done a wee step, but far to go yet.
Yeah. And just touching on the men again, is it four or five men's teams that we have now in the club?
Three. We're down to three. We're struggling ourselves. The men are struggling. Just the biggest problem is commitment, and the commitment is going to Belfast every other Saturday. And I mean, it takes a whole day away from your on a Saturday, like.
Yeah.
And it's difficult, but we're still here and we're still fighting on, and we will keep fighting.
And if anybody wants to find out more or to go along to the club, you're based at the Royal Empire School, and
we are. The ladies usually train on Monday and Wednesday, and the men trains on a Tuesday and a Thursday.
And so in conclusion, everybody going into the new season, very much in a positive frame of mind.
Oh, we are. We are. We're all fingers crossed that we all do well, and injury freeze is the biggest probably the one that you try to keep avoiding from.